You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Mini Medium with Stephanie Cowan.
Stephanie Cowan.
Live from tarotwithsteph.net.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Mini Media
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
All right. Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. This is your mini medium on the A1R Psychic Radio and the beautiful Moonstruck TV. And I am sounding a little nasally today. So if you, as you're listening to, either on the podcast or watching live, I sound a little bit different. I've been out for a little bit. I've been struggling with some kind of awful, I don't know, whatever's going around. Respiratory kind of virus, whatnot, but I'm feeling better other than sounding a little bit nasally, but I'm so excited to be back and to see kind of, how this new moon energy is going to really be affecting us. So I don't know if you guys have been feeling this new moon in Libra. The new moon in Libra is all about finding balance and letting go of the old you and allowing the new you to come into light, if you will. So I'm excited. I'm excited for new beginnings. I always love the new moon. And I feel like, it's the time where we can go, okay, let's have another reset, right? Or another redo. So with that said, I'm going to pull our affirmation card that we, we pull affirmation cards every week. So, and this message will be for everybody. So collectively, if you are, drawn to this, affirmation, or maybe it fits next week, whatever it may be. So I'm going to pull this card. Now, the number I've been drawn to today has been the number 18. So if you're just listening to my first time, if you're just the first time listener to the Mini Medium show, I'll kind of explain why the numbers are important. They really are about your loved ones in spirit, or my guides or your guides, really trying to get with me to validate a birth date, a death date, whatever it may be. So the number 18 has been very strong today. Now 18 will be like the 18th of a month as being a death date or a birth date. This could be someone maybe that connects with the age of 18. This could also be January 8th. Maybe even someone that you connect that passed in 2018. So if that kind of helps you a little bit with where that 18 comes in. Now I'm going to read the affirmation for the week, and we'll and of course we're going to take callers tonight and see kind of how this energy is going to be. So okay, now this is interesting. I'll show you the card. Now this card, these cards are beautiful butterflies. This is my favorite affirmation deck. I'll show on the camera here these just beautiful double butterflies here. And I can't help but think that that's exactly what this new moon in Libra is about, right? We've got the two. It's letting go of the old and allowing the new to come in. And this this affirmation is so perfect. So it says, letting go creates space for me to receive. So, I mean, that's just so perfect for exactly this new moon, right? Now, the new moon is the time that we want to manifest and bring things in. But we still, in order to allow things to come into our life, we have to let go first, right? And we have to make room for that new stuff. So if you let go, letting go creates space for me to receive. And, I can resonate with that so much, even with the fact that, you know, I've been really kind of hard on myself recently about the fact that I got so sick and that I've been able to, or I haven't been able to do readings. And boy, I'll tell you, that fills up my cup, you know. But in order for me to fill up my cup of my soulful, you know, self, I needed to be able to let go of anything from the past, you know, that's been kind of sitting there, you know, and sitting with me. And some of that is actual, you know, shadow work that I've been working on. So I'll tell you, it's been really, it's been an interesting 3 weeks for me. but one thing I love is that now that we're, you know, and now I'm feeling better, and now that we're in this new moon, and we're so close to Halloween. This is my favorite time of year, always. So, but now I'm able to, I had a reset. I had a total reset, you know, even though nobody wants to be forced to reset by being sick. But sometimes the universe is like, you're not listening to me, you know, and the universe is like, all right, if you're not going to have a reset and a recharge, then I'm going to make you. And that's what happens. And that's where we get sick or something happens and we have to just kind of check out, which, you know, which I did, but I'm back and I'm so excited to fill up this new cup and this new beginning. So we're going to, I'm excited after a few weeks of being, rest and recharge. We're going to take our first caller tonight, and it's Michelle from New York. Hi, Michelle. This is Mini Medium. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you, hon. Yeah, me too. I sound a little nasally, but I'll take it over what I just went through. But thank you so much, hon. How can I help you tonight?
I don't know, just a quick reading on, you know, what's going on in the next couple weeks or whatever, you know, with the future.
Sure. Okay, sure. I love that. Okay, let me, I think we're going to pull a few cards for you and see what may pop up here. So while I'm doing that, my friend, do you connect with that number 18 I was just speaking about?
What's that?
Do you connect with the number 18 as like the 18th of a month as a birth date or death date or January 8th, 2018, maybe as a year? Do you connect with that number?
Not really. 18.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. Okay, that's okay.
I wish I was 18 again.
Me too, sister. Me too. I just turned 50 and I'm like, oh my goodness, where did the time go? You know,
right?
So crazy. Well, I see numbers throughout the day and generally almost all the time it's, you know, going to validate someone's loved one in spirit or your birth date, but you know, just keep it in mind and it may, you know, click later and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is what, you know, I missed. But, but of course I take a couple callers every night, so it might resonate with my next, but let's talk about you. And I pulled a few cards. Now, when I do readings, I use tarot cards, but I just use them as a visual validation of what my gifts are bringing to me. And so I, you know, allowed the cards to fall and you pulled two very powerful wands, my friend. So one is right side up. I'll show them on camera. There's this nine of wands, right side up. And then the other is a two of wands. But now that card did come out of the deck reversed. So what we've got here, my friend, is you have a lot of manifestations coming to fruition. Things are coming very quickly. The nine of wands, you know, even in definition, but how I connect with that with you, if I take you back to September, so just last month, you got some kind of ball rolling and things started to go. Do you know what this is about? Do you understand that? Some changes.
No.
Okay. I want you to think about that timing. Okay. So in September. And I would even say maybe beginning of September, look back to that timing of where, you know, this will be a significant, shift. We just had a weird thing that happened with my stuff here. Hang on one second. Maybe this is all spirit. Oh my goodness. Maybe. Hang on, my friend. Oh, well, mm-hmm. we might have to pause for one moment. Hold on, hon. I'm so sorry. What mm-hmm. happened to mine?
It's okay.
Oh my gosh, that was so crazy. All right. That happens in my room all the time. There we go. But just, I want you to keep in mind, well, you must have some. Can I ask you really quick before I go on with your future here, hon? Mm-hmm. Do you have a father in spirit? Do you have a father that has passed?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I really feel like my whole thing just falling off. There's no reason that my device should have just done what it did. Actually, I've got goosebumps everywhere. But we're so close mm-hmm. to Halloween and the veil is so thin, you know, and these things happen.
Right.
I've had a very strong father. And the minute that I felt the room shift and I talked about what happened in September. So can I just ask, when you think about dad, and that month of September or the number 9, think about that as connecting with him as well, or where he'll come in and want to validate that timing. And I'm only saying this because as soon as I visually saw September, that's when my stuff just went all weird. So, but I wanted to connect with that.
No.
Okay. How long ago
that
did Dad pass?
In September, what's that? How long ago? Gosh, around, I would say I'm 65 and he passed when I was like 17. So many years ago.
Okay. I think you were 18, hon. I think that's where the 18 came in. Yep. That's why the 18.
Oh, yes. That's when the 18 came in. Wow.
Yep.
It is amazing. Yes. Yep.
Your dad is here, my friend. Mm-hmm. And how weird. I mean, I work with the paranormal and I do ghost hunting and it's kind of my fun little thing. And I mm-hmm. have never, I'll see things happen that are weird and orbs and things, but to have my whole thing just do what it did, it makes no sense. But it just is your dad's very strong energy wanting to make sure that you know that he is here. And a big part of this is it is good. And, you know, I feel like there's some unfinished business with your dad. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I feel his persistence of wanting to be here is where all the energy is coming in. And a lot of it really is the timing of what's going on in your life. And that's where I was heading to, is I feel like whatever this September connection is, it really is where the wand is all about fire and it's about igniting and it's about getting what you want, when you want, and how you want it. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's just time for you, my friend. It's time. It's like, all right, I've done the work. I've been trying to, you know, get my life together. I'm working on myself. And now the shift mm-hmm. is coming. And I'll tell you, right about the end of November, a month away or so, I want you to keep that timing in mind as some changes even in your geographical connection. So if you're moving or if, you know, if you're still working, this is work, you know, changing. Mm-hmm. But it feels to me it's going to be quite a very, it's going to step you out of your comfort zone, hon. So, and when it does, I want you to just accept it, allow this to happen, trust in the process. But I also want you to look at, there's some reason your dad is so adamant that, you know, he is the one making this happen because he wants so much for you to be happy. And he's trying to make up for the lost time. Do you understand that?
Wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Wow.
You have such a beautiful earthy kind of grounding energy. What is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Gemini.
You are? Oh, I love you even more. That's mm-hmm. what I am. mm-hmm. Well, the groundingness is definitely something with being connected to you. Please do some of that meditation, you know, taking Epsom mm-hmm. salt baths, getting yourself connected to your highest right. self. And So keep that timing, but please just know your dad is right there with you, guiding you and protecting you and wanting this to happen for you so that you can find your bliss and happiness in your life.
Well, that's good.
Yes. Appreciate it is good. Right there. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, you're so welcome. Thanks for being patient with me and my weird whatever just happened.
That's okay. Now we know where the 18 came up from.
I knew it. I'm like,
passed
oh, girl,
when I was 18.
Yep. And your dad, the minute you said amazing. 17, yep, your dad went, nope, she was 18. So this has been your daddy with me the whole time. Yeah. It's beautiful.
That's amazing. It is.
Well, all right, my friend. Well, thank you for calling. I'm going to grab my next caller, but have a beautiful night. And I wish you so much
thank
love
you.
And light. You're welcome, hon.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. Wow, that was crazy, huh? I honestly don't know how that happened. So I'm going to have to go back and watch. I have cameras in my room, but we're going to take the next caller. And this is Desiree from Florida. Hi, Desiree. This is the Mini Medium. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing great now. Kind of a little shook up. We had some crazy energy in the room. But I'm happy to meet you, my friend. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I have a lot of changes in my life. I'm going through a divorce, and I'm thinking about moving, and I just want to know if it's the right choice for me and my family. Well, me and my kids, I should say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. You betcha, hon. Okay, I'm going to pull a few cards for you here and see what we have. Now, do you have three children? I just heard talk about her three, or the three. Boy, that came up really loud.
Oh, no, I only have two. I have a niece that's like a daughter, but she's not mine.
That's okay. But you look at her as your own?
Yes, I do.
In a sense? Okay. Okay. Do you have mom on the other side, my friend, a mother energy, mother soul?
I don't. I have an aunt that just passed away and she was kind of like a mother.
Okay. Okay. I had a very, not so much of a soul coming in, but just an energy, very maternal. And this could be mom's mom as well, just cause I'm going so strong maternal side. And she's the one that said, mention the three. So I feel like that, and you even just bringing in your niece, it gave me goosebumps of where that you're meant to be her guide and her mom, you know, her mother energy. I think it's beautiful. And so, so selfless, you know, just something you're like, it's just how it is. And, you know, and this is what we're doing.
Yep.
So I love that. And, you know, I always say that all the energy you put out in the universe, it comes right back. It's that karmic energy.
Definitely.
And what you're doing, even with her, my friend, I feel is going to pay off. And not that you're doing it for that reason, but it's like the universe, God, whoever you believe in is going to reward you. So I just want to kind of throw that in there really quick. And I feel this was coming from either. Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. It's either from, your aunt or from grandma, but either way, you have a lot of beautiful maternal protection on the other side, which I love. I love that for you.
Yeah.
And I love it for you too, because it shows me that as you go through what's coming now, you're going to feel, I know without a doubt, you have such a beautiful spiritual energy. You are a very bright light, my friend. I can feel it. The divorce, I mean, you know, I always say, you know, of course I never want to see marriages not work, but it's, I feel that relationship was just a chapter in your big old novel of life. And now we're moving on. And I love this for you. And it's time. It's time. I pulled a couple cards for you. And what I love is, so I'll show on camera too, this Eight of Wands came up, right side up. And then this Nine of Cups came up, but it came out upside down. So what that's telling me is, you know, we've got some shadow work, you know, which is the things that you're working on or you need to work on to just try to live your best life and be your happiest self. And when those cups are upside down, my friend, that means that there was something inside the cup at one time, however you want to define it, and you intentionally or unintentionally turned it upside down, dumped it out and said, I'm done, mm-hmm. no more, which does yep. connect, you know, yep. with the divorce. And boy, you also connect. My last caller, the month of September or the number 9 connects with you and or your husband, your spouse. So do you understand why that's so significant?
Yes. Our children were born that month.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so amazing. Well, I love it. So you guys, you know, of course, collectively, your children, you know, are part of this new journey. And just seeing that for you, my friend, is just, for me, validation from your guides, your loved ones in spirit saying, you're on the right path. This is the way you need to go. And that 8 of Wands, the wand is about you getting what you want, when you want, and how you want it. And girl, it's time. You have sacrificed so much that, I mean, girl, find your wand and use the dang thing, because that's what's coming.
Okay. Oh, good. I like that.
I'm
a Sagittarius, so that's kind of how we are.
Yes, you are. Oh, my daughter, my youngest daughter's a Sag, and man, ooh, she's a redheaded Sag too. So.
God bless you.
Thank you. I'm married to a redheaded Aries too, so. Lots of redheaded fire energy around me. That's why I'm a Gemini and why I handle it.
That's awesome. Know?
But it's all about balance.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'll tell you, I want you to keep in mind as I'm looking into future, and I like to give just roundabout times. I don't like to give exact dates just because sometimes people will anticipate it and then it'll just not happen, you know, or they'll manifest something different. So, but let's see here. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm bouncing around here with dates, but now I got to do math in my head. So say for. Okay. So by second quarter of next year, which would be April, May, June, you've got a very significantly interesting new beginning where, oh my goodness, my friend, it's going to step you out of your comfort zone, but it's going to challenge some of your shadow work and the past stuff that you know, you're trying to work on. Not that I want you to jump into a new relationship, you know, but it feels to me like a new relationship. Yep. and girl, you do you. I'm just going to say,
thank you.
You know, the heart knows what the heart wants, right? I mean, so.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think that this is really going to be a bit of a challenge, but it's okay because I really feel that the timing is so perfect that you will finally trust your beautiful intuition, my friend. And you struggle with that. You struggle with listening to that little voice.
I do.
Yeah. So please don't question it, my friend, because I feel like it's going to be an opportunity that if we don't take advantage of it at that moment, it may never come back or it may be many years, you know? And when I see your babies, I'm going to tell you, your kids are going to be just fine, hon. I mean, you've got great kids. You've got great kids.
I do.
You do. You've done well, mama. Yeah. You've done well.
Thank you.
Do you have one of each? Do you have a boy and a girl? Huh?
I do. And they're twins.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm like, girl, they're close in age. I'm like, they're no way. So someone just told me almost 4 minutes. Are they 4 minutes apart? Almost 4 minutes.
They are. Yeah, about they're like, yeah, about three and a yeah. quarter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Boy, someone just popped in and on the other side to tell me they know about the twins and that they, you know, they're very protective of your babies, by the way. So,
good.
I love it. And one of your children, I feel I want you to be kind of watching, be mindful. Wait, now the 11, November. Do you connect with the number 11 or November, 11 years old? Why that just came up when it connects with you or the kids?
Not really.
And if it doesn't,
they were supposed to be due in November.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll take that. Yeah. When is their birthday?
September 17th.
Oh, okay. Oh, perfect. Oh my gosh. I have to show you something. Oh my gosh. No wonder I'm connected when we talked about September. I have to show you your cards really quick. So remember I told you had the number 8 and your other card is the number 9. So in numerology, when we do readings, 9 and 8 is 17.
Wow. That's true.
That is so, I just got goosebumps. So,
and they just turned 9 too.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's why you said 9. I'm like, well, September, and they just turned 9. Yeah. So, yeah.
And they just turned 9. And your cards.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So good. And your cards equal the number 17, which is their birthday. So, look at how beautiful of the energy and the synchronicities that are happening with just, you know, your loved ones on the other side. And, you know, your guides, my guides, you know, working together. And this happens when we get so close to Halloween, where the veil is so thin. And I'll tell you, seeing so much of you and your energy and what's coming and your children and, you know, all these validations, I'll tell you, when I was looking at your children, both of them are so talented and creative. And I just want you to make sure that you are keeping them on that path, you know, of that. Because definitely one of them struggles maybe a little bit with, you know, and I don't want to throw this out there as, you know, diagnosis, obviously, but, you know, maybe ADD or just, you know, maybe struggling a little bit. So just watch them, watch them two little spiritual beings grow like crazy, and just keep that timing in mind next year, hun, and things are going to be beautiful for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You really validated a lot of my questions, so thank you so much.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, you're so welcome, hun. It was my pleasure. Thank you for calling. Have a beautiful night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye, hun.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you guys. What a great night back. I love it. So I hope to see you guys next week. Go to my channel. It's our Facebook is Mini Medium, or you can go to mini-medium.com, and all my stuff is on there. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week.